Today we're up to Daf Yud Amud Aleph. Let's chazer outside Testament Days. We had said that the children of Eli had done two averis, and because that the Mishkan was destroyed, number one, Gili Arayis was that they caused that when a lady had gave birth to a baby, and they brought the karbanis to the Mishkan, they delayed bringing it, thereby delaying the lady's return home to their husbands to be with their husbands. The B'zayin Kachim was that normally the Kehanim only take the meat of the carbon after the Akhtar Simurim, only after the fats are burnt. Yet they demanded it before it was cooked. Is there a lav? It says, seems like there's an Isser. What is it? Is it a lav? I don't know if it's a lav. I'm not aware of a lav. Are you aware of a lav? Someone said this. That's what it sounds like. It sounds like B'zayin. The Lashon of the Gemara is B'zayin. Yeah, it doesn't say more than that. Mikdash Rishon, why was it destroyed? There are three things. Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayis, Shvicha Sdam. Avodah Zarah, there was a tzelem put in the Heichal by Menasha. Gilui Arayis, it says that the ladies used to walk with an outstretched neck. The tall ones used to walk near the short ones to attract attention. They used to wink at the men. They used to fill their feet with perfume. When they walked by the men, stamp on the floor, perfume would go on the men and attract them. That was the Gilui Arayis. Shvichas Dam, they said Menashe had spilled much blood from one end to Yerushalayim to the other. Yet, with all their averis that they had done, they were Taila the Betachan HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They said, yes, we're doing averis, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, His Shechina is in the Mikdash, and we'll be okay. And because those three averis, three things happened to them. Number one, Tzion was plowed over, Yerushalayim was left in ruins, and Har Habayis was also destroyed. Second, Beis HaMikdash, even though they learned Torah, even though they were Oisin Gemias Chasadim, but there was Sinas Chinam. So you see, Sinas Chinam is equal to the big three. Now, even though it's seen by Mikdash Rishon, there was Sinas Chinam as well, as we brought from different Sukkim, that Sinas Chinam was only amongst the ruling class, the Nesiyei Yisrael. Mikdashani, it was common by everyone. Mikdash Rishon, they didn't hide their Averis. Like a Ganif, he didn't hide. So therefore, the Mikdash Rishon was known when it was coming back. Like a Gazlan, sorry, my mistake. Mikdashani, where they hid their Averis, Mikdashani, the halacha, they hid their Averis, and we still don't know when we're going to get it back. Rish Lakish had a discussion, and they want to know who is better, Mikdash Rishon or Mikdashani. Is it Mikdash Rishon? Or is it Mikdashani? Mikdashani, there's so much Torah. The answer is, look who got the Beis HaMikdash back, and who did not. There was those that wanted to say the reason why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed was because most of Kaisal, specifically from Balv, did not come up to rebuild it. And that we should know the reason is because the Shechina is only Shaira and Olei Shem, and therefore the Shechina was not going to last too long in the second Beis HaMikdash, since it was not built by the children of Shem as the first Beis HaMikdash, rather it was built by Pras. We're up to Yiram and Aleph, second line from the top. Uparsoi minolin de miyafis kasu. How do you know the Persians who built the second Beis HaMikdash come from Yafis? Tachsiv, there's a pasuk in Sefer Bereishis. The pasuk says, Bnei Yafis. Who are the children of Yafis? Gomer, Magog, Madai, Yavan, Tuval, Meshech, Asiris. Now we'll go through them all. Gomer Zer Garmimia. Nice European country we are familiar with. Magog Zer Kanadia. Madai Zub Macedonia. Yavin Kemashmai, it's Yavin. Tuval Beisunaiki. Meshech Zem Musaya. Tiras, what's that? Pligibar of Simoy Virabanan. The Amilo Sam Seus Amachlaikis of Simoin Virabanan. Charamazu Beis Turaiki, Charamazu Pras. So I see the Pasik is listing the children of Yefes, And the last one on the list was Pras. So I see Pras descended from Yefes. So the second Beis Hamikdash was, which was rebuilt by the Persians who descend from Yefes, therefore it did not last. Tanya Rabbi Yosef, Tirzu Pras, another pasuk. This is two pasukim later. The pasuk says, no, sorry, not two pasukim later, five pasukim later. The children of Cush. Now the pasuk says, Sabta Virama. And then the pasuk says, V'saftach. Who are they? Tanya Rabbi Yosef, Saksisan Gviyas, Saksisan Briyas. There was an outer city and an inner city. And the outer city surrounded the inner one. And the distance between the two was the circumference of the outer one was 1,000 parsai. It's quite big. And bin Chada l'Chada, the difference between the two was Mea parsi. Okay, if I should have said it so quickly. Alpha parsai. Vatihi reishis mamlachtoi. Where did Malchus begin? That was Bavel. And then we have the next one is Akkad. Sorry, I skipped. The Erech, the Akkad, the Kalne, the Erechiner. Now, Bavel, Kimashmoi, Bavel. The next one, the Pasuk list is Erech, that is Zayrichais. Now you know where it is. The Akkad, Ze Bashkar. Now you know. The Kalna is Zenifer Ninfi. Okay. Minaretsu Yetze Ashur. Ashur decided to leave these countries because he started trying to leave the area where he saw the Dar Flag was going to take place. He settled elsewhere. Tanya Rabbi Yosef Ashur Zesilak, Assyria. Vayivan, and he built us Ninvenes Rechavis here, the city of Rechavis. And the post continues Ves Kalach. Ninve Kamashmai, the city of Ninve. Rechavis Yezupras Demation. Kelzapras to Borsov. Okay. The esresen bein Ninveh and bein Kalach who here gedayla res zak tisvain here gedayla any idea what's the ir gedayla is it Ninveh the ir gedayla im res the ir gedayla ksho aimer ve Ninveh heis ir gedayla we're going to learn this on Yom Kippur lelekim mahal shoshes yamim it takes 3 days this travel time to get from one end to the other have aimer Ninveh he ir gedayla now agav we mentioned all these cities. We mention other Pesukim, at least the way Rashi understands. Pasuk lists the giants, and the names are as follows. Vishom Achimein Sheshai Vesalma Yelidia Onak. Now, who are they? Let's see, the Tano. The first one is, Achimein is Miyumad Sheba Achim, he was the strongest of the brothers. The next one is Sheshai Shemesa Mesarits, he made the ground Keshichas, meaning whenever he stepped, his foot made such a deep impression, it was like destroying the ground. The next brother's name is Talmai Shemes Mesarts Ketlamim Tlamim. He made the ground when he stepped like the furrows of a plow. It's noticeable, the depressions. Skip the next 2 words. Achimad Bona, he built the city. Which city did he build? At least that's what the Pasuk says. Bona, he built the city of Anas. Sheshe Bana Alush, Talmi Bana Talbush. Yelidei, they were the children of, now it sounds like an interesting word. The children of whom? Anak, sounds like they were the children of a neck. Shemanikin Achamim became us. They were so tall that it looked like their the way Rashi says it, their necks made a hole and went through a chalain in their akia, as if the sun was like a bracelet around their necks. Armishub ben Levi Amarebi Asidi Romish people be at Pras. Eventually Rome, which today is the white, all the, which I say would be America, all the white countries today, will end up falling in the hands of Persia, Iranians. Shenemi the Pasuk says, L'chein Shimwa Atzis Hashem, hear that Hashem Shayatz El Edom, that he's being Miyatz against Edom, Umach Shavaisav and his thoughts, Asher Choshav, the young tzayin will drag them apart, will take care of them. If you will take away their dwelling places. Now, so it says that Edom will be taken by the tzirei hatzayin. So who's the tzirei hatzayin? We're assuming that means Persia. Maskarab Baula my mashtai tsirat sign pras. Who told you when it says that tsirat sign will take over Edom, it means Persia? The siv, because the pasuk says how ayal shari isay bali karnayim. So it means a sheep. Sheep is the sheep family. You have an animal with horns. Machemadio pras. Aim yavan. The siv, the pasuk says, Hatsapir hasar melech yavan. Yavan is referring to asar, a ram also in the sheep family. Kisalag Rab Chaviva bar Sumki Amra Kameda Humir Abanan, the Amrle Mandla Yad the Pirusha cry, the one who does not explain Psukim, Moisif Tyuftal Rebbe, he asks Tiris, Maitz Iratzain Zuchadachai, it means the youngest of the brothers. Now who's the youngest of the brothers? Tatani Rab Yaisif Tiris Apras, when we listed the children of Yefes, Persia's the youngest. So Persia, who is the Tziri Hatzain, the youngest of Yefes' children, will eventually take over Malchai Edom, which sounds like that Lasalavai, at a certain point, Persia will rule. Well, let's see. We're almost done. Let's see. Omer Rabba Barbachana, Omer Yechon, Rishon Yehuda, Berabiloi, I see the Roimish people be at press, like we just said. Rome will eventually fall into the hands of Persia. Kavachaymer. Umam Mikdash Rishon Banu B'nei Shem, the children of Shem, Shlomo Melech, is the one that built Mikdash Rishon. V'chrivu Kazdim, the Kazdim went and destroyed it. Now for Kazdim Parsoyim, they fell in the hands of Persia. So Mikdash Rishon Banu Parsoyim, which was built by the Persians. V'chrivu Remayim, and the Romans destroyed Mikdash Rishon, and it didn't certainly Sheyiplu Remayim B'yad Parsoyim, Rome should fall into the hands of Persia. Amrav, I see the press. Shetibiyat Raimi. It seems to be Caesar itself. First we said that Rome will fall into Persia, and here he says Persia will fall into Rome. We're going to address that in a moment. Amralei Rav Kahana Rav Asla Rav Benui Biat Sasri. Persia is the ones who built the Beis HaMikdash, should fall into the hands of the one that destroyed it, the Romans? In the hands of the Romans? I'm going to say, yeah, Xeris Malachi. That's what Hashem is geyser. Ikadamri, Inunami Kasasir Be Kinishti. The Romans as well have destroyed many shuls. Taninami Hochi, I see the Prash Tilbiad Roimi. Persia will eventually fall to the hands of Rome. Chada de Sasir Be Kinishta. Number one, the Persians have destroyed many shuls. Va'oi Xeris Melech, Shiplu Bainim, the builders shall just fall into the hands of the Caesar. I'll answer your question in a minute. Damri Yudam Rav Aim Ben David Ba. Mashiach will not come. Achat Tifshin Malchus Roimi Harisha B'chaloilam Kuloi Tishach Hadashim. For 9 months, corresponding to the Chevli Leda, Rome will rule over the world. Because in the brachas of Yaakov Avinu, what was one of the brachas of Yaakov Avinu? That Esav will take, he will have Oilam Hazel, and Yaakov will have Oilam Haba. So that brach has to be Mekoyim. And there has to be a point in history where Rome will rule over the entire world. And shortly before Melech HaMashiach, Rome will rule over the whole world. And then after that, there will be a short time Persia will rule the world. And when it says B'nai Yisrael is scattered amongst the entire world. That means all the Klais on all the world will be ruled by Rome. And then it'll fall into the hands of Persia. I assume that will be right before Gog and Magog. The Marsha, this Gemara, says as follows. Let me find it. I would assume it means Iran. That's my assumption. It doesn't have to be, no. It doesn't have to be. Let's see if I can find it. So the Marsha says, the Gemara of Vaidazar says, there are two kingdoms that are Chashev. They are the Persians and the Romans. Persia we know, that's the Iranians, and the Romans, that's today the ruling white class. So he says, they are the most Chashev kingdoms, and their kingdoms will last till Mashiach comes. Till Samoch L'Bias Mashiach. Aval Achakach, right before Bias HaMashiach, Tipol Roim Ibiat Pras. So Rome will end up ruling over everything. It'll be Rome and Persia twin ruling over together. Rome will take over, and right before Mashiach comes, Rome will fall into the hands of Persia. That will answer your question. I'll be right about the times of Gog Magog. Next Gemara, I just want to put down to the next Amud. It's a new sugi, the sugi Mezuzah. Sounds like you had a question.